Welcome to the first episode of the Liyinga Speaks podcast for 2024. Yes, it's wild that we're in a new Gregorian year, and this is the time that many of us have been thinking about goals and things that we want to change, things that we want to improve on, things that we want to fix, things that we want to pick up, and things that we want to release. This is the common time when we're thinking about change, improvement, development, growth. One thing that I have seen and noticed amongst my clientele, that there's this particular feeling in the air of change, but it's not change that they have initiated or started themselves. They have been thrown into the throes and in the vortex of life transitions and change that they did not necessarily anticipate or even ask for. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with these crossroads, these turning points, sometimes these complete curveballs that can leave us feeling shaken, leave us feeling ungrounded, untethered, feeling disoriented, lost, and sometimes even nursing this feeling of anxiety and fear? This could be as a result of a change in career, a change in your relationship status, maybe becoming a parent, saying goodbye to someone that you love and care for, someone leaving a relationship that you're in, a friendship being severed. It can be a place that's very scary for many of us because what was once familiar becomes unknown. What we were comfortable with and the space that we were comfortable in becomes a place of uncertainty and uncomfortable. And these are life transitions that can be challenging, can be scary, can be anxiety-inducing, as well as being opportunities. Why and how can they be opportunities? Well, they can be opportunities because they give us a chance to step into a new version of ourselves, to discover parts of ourselves that we have not tapped into, to realize potential that we didn't even recognize within ourselves, to discover strengths, forge new paths, and increase in capacity that we would otherwise not see or know of had we remained in our comfortable state. I know many of us can have an aversion to change because change means you go from certainty to uncertainty, the familiar to the unfamiliar, the known to the unknown, comfortable to the OMG, this is hella uncomfortable. And these life transitions, these moves, these shakeups, these goodbyes, sometimes even hellos, put us in a place where we might start to doubt ourselves and what is possible for us. But I like to think of them as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. I like to think of them as opportunities rather than things that are going to kill us and crush us. From my personal experience, I am definitely in a place of transition, and a part of me wants to say that it's knocking me for six. Like a part of me wants to say legit, like, I think I'm drowning out here, but I don't think I am. I don't think I'm actually drowning. I think my Lord is carrying me through this change in this transition and is expanding me in a way that I did not think I could be expanded, and also showing to me the fruit of all the work I've put in previous years. Showing to me that my commitment to personal development has enabled me to be in a place that would previously have felt like I'm being burnt out and crushed and pulled in a gazillion directions. And so my nervous system, my body wants to say, oh, Liyinga, you are actually drowning. But the reality is, I don't feel like I am. And it's only when we enter these transitions that we actually see how much work we have done and how we are different from the versions of ourselves in the past. Those changes and those life transitions open up that reality that we would otherwise not get to recognize and see. So if you are in this place and you're in the throes and the vortex of personal transitions, Maybe there are life changes that you have not really chosen for yourself, or you didn't anticipate, or you maybe didn't even want. This might be a good place to pause for a moment and consider how you could navigate these transitions and change with grace, with compassion, with beautiful resilience. There are some ways that I feel I have been doing that so far up until this point in my life transition. And so I thought, let me share what you could possibly do and how you could also choose to navigate this. The first and foremost is to acknowledge the transition, acknowledge what is changing, acknowledge what you've had to release and let go of as a result of this transition, and acknowledge what is being welcomed into your life, into your sphere, into your realm as a result of this transition. Additionally, acknowledge your feelings. So I mentioned that there are things that you've had to release or let go of as a result of a life transition. In and amongst that, there are going to be feelings that come up for you. And it's important that you acknowledge and hold space for those feelings that come up. So if that is feeling fearful, if that's feeling worried, if that's feeling excited, elated, joyful, nervous, scared, whatever it might be, acknowledge it. Instead of dismissing, instead of pushing it away, instead of shaming yourself and saying that you shouldn't feel a certain thing and you should feel something else instead, just acknowledge whatever rises for you. Feel what you're feeling. Allow your body to give you the message of what you're feeling and just feel. You might want to write it down. You might want to talk about it to someone that you love and trust, but even just to acknowledge to yourself first that I'm feeling ABC about this. You don't need to necessarily do anything with or about that feeling, but what you do is that you bring it from the shadows and you bring it to light, and you just allow it to know that it's been seen and there was room for it and there's no shame in it. And often what happens when we acknowledge a feeling, the intensity of it reduces because it's no longer this monster in a corner. When you bring it into the light, it ends up just being this tiny little speck, and you realize it wasn't that bad or overwhelming or all-consuming as it initially did when you were trying to repress it. So feel your feelings, acknowledge them. I would say the next thing is to embrace the unknown and what it's bringing. So this life transition, this change, these shifts that are happening, they are calling you to something. I like to say they are calling you to a leveling up and an upgrade. I mentioned that in my last episode, Hindsight 2023. Yeah, that invitation to an upgrade is often embedded in these life transitions. So what about if you navigated them by embracing them, by saying to yourself and to your creator that you are open to it and you are willing to embrace it, and additionally asking your Lord, asking God to expand you to be able to embrace it in the most graceful and beautiful way that is pleasing to Him. And you might surprise yourself. You might be surprised by what you discover of yourself, what you discover about your creator, your Lord, what you discover about the situation. And it's only through that willingness and openness to embrace that you get to do that. If you're resistant, if you're just trying to push it away, if you're saying no, if you're trying to say, I want to go back to where I was or how my life was before this change, then you close yourself off. You close yourself off from the beauty, the blessings, the wisdom, the openings, the gifts, the lessons that this life transition is affording you with. Another thing is to know and trust that God, Allah, knows what He's doing. So where He has decreed for this life transition to occur in your life in this time and in this moment, He knows that this is good for you. Inherently, it's embedded with good. As well as that invitation to an upgrade, personally, there is an embedded invitation to an upgrade in your life in some sort of way. And so where you are navigating or dealing with, confronting, facing, experiencing a life transition that feels challenging and hard, painful maybe, that trust in Allah, that trust in God's decree, that trust in God's wisdom and His knowing is knowing of what you need, what is good for you, that helps you to navigate this from a more grounded place. So you feel less untethered, you feel more tethered, you feel more grounded, you feel as if your feet are planted on the ground than you swirling in the air in the vortex of what might feel like a tornado. As well as trusting that God knows what he's doing, also trusting that he knows who he created you as. He knows who he created you to be. He knows what capacity you have. He knows what he has poured into and put into you. Allah, God says in the Quran that he does not burden a soul with more than they can bear. And so if you are dealing with a life transition that feels really challenging, that feels as if it's pulling you apart, trusting that he knows what you have within you, you again get to navigate it in a different way. In knowing that he does not burden you with more than you can bear, this is an affirmation of what you can handle, what you already have within you that your Lord sees in you in being able to get through and work through this life transition. It's already there. And he knows that about you. I would also say be kind to yourself. Because we're on this continual journey, right? There is no final destination in this world except for the destination in the afterlife. And we pray that our destination in the afterlife are lush gardens of paradise. I mean, but here in this here world, it's a continual journey. And there will be bumps along the way. There will be things that cause you to question. And what I advocated for myself and advocate for you is to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, as well as also giving yourself permission to celebrate the ways that you get to expand and change and shift and up-level through this life transition. Acknowledge it too, see it. There is growth embedded in it. Note it down. Take it to your supplications and your dua and your prayer and thanking God, thanking Allah for them. And know that something my friend says to me is that only change is permanent. And so if we know that only change is permanent, we can welcome these life transitions with greater ease of heart because it's the way things are meant to be. So embrace the transitions, learn from them, and you'll find that you will grow in the most beautiful ways, the most surprising ways, the most unlikely ways than you could imagine. What life transitions are you navigating right now? What are some changes and shifts that are occurring in your life? And how could you navigate them in a way that brings about the very best for you, of you, and from you?